Hello everyone and welcome to the latest podcast in this research series from the Institute of Leadership and Management. My name's Nick Scott, an economist and academic working with the Institute, and today together with Kate Cooper, we will be discussing the finding of the Institute's most recent research report, Colliding or Aligning, Reconciling Organizational and Personal Values. Hello, Kate.
Hello, Nick.
Kate is Head of Research, Policy and Standards at the Institute and shapes the innovative research program, which is designed to inform, inspire and impact the practice of great leadership wherever it happens. So, Kate, can you tell us what inspired this research and why now?
Yes, of course. Earlier in the year, we ran some research in January entitled New Year, New Job. And we wanted to know if people were taking the new year, the opportunity to reflect upon where they were in their careers and whether they wanted to move on. And overwhelmingly, people were telling us, yes, they were thinking about a new job. We were obviously interested in the reasons for this. And while we had different findings for different age groups, some wanted promotion, some wanted flexible working, others felt a lack of training and development. The finding that really stood out for us were how many people felt that they weren't valued by their manager. And that made us think, well, what does this word value actually mean? What are we saying when somebody's not valuing us or we don't feel valued? And we've been investigating this at conferences and seminars and asking for advice, asking leaders, managers, coaches, okay, people aren't feeling valued. How do we do that? And asking people who have managers, as most of us do, well, what can my manager do to make me feel more valued? But values are increasingly being talked about in organisations, almost as though they're things. We see them as part of brand strategies. We see them stenciled on walls. So it made us think, well, they're there. They're on websites. They're almost ubiquitous. Are people who go to work, who are supposed to be living and enacting these values, are they the values that they hold as individuals?
So what were the main findings of the research for organisations?
Overwhelmingly, respect was the most popular value. 46.7% of those responding said that this was one of the values of their organisations, closely followed by integrity, excellence, diversity and accountability. If we go back to respect, it has almost two meanings. It means to hold somebody in high regard and also to have consideration for their feelings. Now, if we think about those things, they are happening all the time in organisations. If we are holding people in regard, we're admiring them, and we have respect for their feelings or consideration for their feelings, do we really need values like inclusivity or kindness or cooperation? Because one would have thought that they would be automatic if the culture is truly one where respect is the number one value. So values like respect are almost meta values because so much more can be contained within them. And if we then, as we did, look further at some of the sectors, some values seem to fit very well in sectors, like in the private sector, the customer featured very strongly. But this recognition of the importance of respect ran through all organisations and was very, very strong finding.
Well, you also asked about personal values. Did you find any differences between the values that organisations say they hold and those held by the people who work in the organisation?
Yes, we did. We found quite significant differences in what people felt were their own values, and they differed from what organisations had as the most popular values. So this really made us, going back to my original point about what prompted this investigation, was that we talk here so much about organisations and how our people live our values, and we're a values-driven organisation, and we values-based leadership. Surely, if that is the case, then the values that people have as individuals should be better reflected in the organisational values that, as I say, we tend to see stenciled on walls and emblazoned on websites.
I note the research differentiates the responses between men and women. What material differences, if any, did you find there?
We analysed the results, as you've identified, by male and female. We also have a category of non-binary, but we don't have sufficient numbers yet identifying as non-binary to be able to make that a category for separate analysis. But we did find a higher degree of alignment between what males held as their own personal values with those of organisations. There was a much greater difference between the values, personal values of females and the most popular ones in organisations. So when we think about things like the gender pay gap, for example, it's not really surprising that women aren't advancing in organisations if those organisations are so male defined, in as much as what's important to the individual male managers that work there also are the values that the organisations articulate as being what they're about.
The report doesn't make any specific recommendations. Why is this?
We have a very practical approach to research. We're interested in practice, and we're also very keen that any research we undertake isn't designed to present answers to the dilemmas of leading and managing in today's organisation. It's to prompt questions and to make people think maybe about what's going on, what's really going on. Is this something of interest to us? So our recommendations are formulated in collaboration with our members at conferences that we attend and we're invited to speak at. We've already asked a couple of conferences for people to tell us, well, if there is this disconnect between the organisational values and those that the people say belong to them, why might that be? And we've had some brilliant insights. We've had some very cynical responses in as much as, is this because it's just a marketing exercise? But I think what's really interesting, and the research revealed this as well, is how few people are actually involved in formulating the organisational values. Tends to be senior teams, tends to not include external stakeholders. And that really means that young people who Glassdoor, who are a partner in this research, tell us younger people are looking for meaning in the work that they do. Looking at the values of the organisation is an important factor in deciding whether or not to progress an application with an organisation. If their voices aren't being heard, they're not inputting into the values, can we realistically expect them to live them? So that's the question that we're posing currently in our Let's Talk Values conference series, and that when we have gathered all the data, we've put it together and we've analyse what the key insights are from, by then will be hundreds of people, then we'll formulate those recommendations.
So finally, Kate, what are the Institute's other research plans? What's on the agenda now and in the near future?
Well, we have an ongoing research programme with the University of Birmingham. We're shortly to publish a report on small firms and family businesses. What we're really most excited about is some research we're conducting. We've completed the survey and we're now analysing those results on the experience of neurodiverse individuals in the workplace. We ran some research a couple of years ago looking at banter, informal conversation at work, and we're returning to that topic next year. So there's a lot of research in the pipeline.
Well, thank you very much for that, Kate. Anybody interested in reading the report on this research will find it freely available on the Institute's website at institutelm.com. Just type colliding or aligning in the search box and it will take you to it.